Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
I'm Kathleen Jesmy, a poet originally from Baudette, Minnesota, currently living in the Twin Cities. I'm going to read three poems today from my new collection of poems called Albedo. I didn't go back for a long time. I didn't go back for a long time. The tree's main trunk died, so it sent up all its branches to vie for the center. But the center stayed open, like it would from careful pruning, and the fruit came a couple of years early, as if this injury had accelerated the maturing process. And since I hadn't gone back in quite some time, a lot had changed there in the cemetery. No one left, of course, but there were several new arrivals and places made in the anticipation of other arrivals, names engraved with birth dates and blanks for the other end. And my father had become this tree, pushed once more above ground, a perchable place again. There is only X amount of matter, although it's, as far as we know, limitless. But its main activity is conversion, from this to that and that to this. And so my father had converted once more, become again father of fruit and air. Gravity. There were no dogs. The air was not filled with barking and yapping and yowling. Something scratched at that door. I went down to see, and the dog did not beg to be let in. Even so, something had been let in at the door. The moon wandered full-faced and smug into the western sky, loose from her leash. Sirius and its faint white dwarf companion reached the meridian at midnight and passed from the looker's eye. Then it was another season. Time for things to fall, littering the ground with blossoms or snow or leaves or whatever comes between one kind of being and another. Then it was another kind of time, kairos, that indeterminate moment in which something happens. Was it that the wide rim of love fell open, exposing its own end? Death, you said, would settle everything. Or that a solitary person bears witness to what no longer is, like the last egret that leaves the slough in fall, or that some idea of fidelity remains even when the body passes on, even when I only want to walk away.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.